Sakitomi!
Hey everybody, it's Keebler from Sakitomi. Just want to throw out a shout out to our fellow podcaster down the road, Steve Pugh, host of Dads with Nerdy Ambitions. If you get a chance, give him a listen.
Sakitomi!
Hey everybody, it's Detto. We're back on a Wednesday. I'm here with the girl, the one and only, T-Bot.
Hey, hey.
Otherwise known as Kat. We're here today. It's We Eat and Drink Wednesday. So we're going to talk about food. And today's episode is going to be about appetizers and what appetizers you bring to what kind of party. How big should it be? How fancy should it be? What are you supposed to do? How do you know? And yeah. is there an etiquette to all this? So we're here and we're going to get started. So Kat, you can take it away.
Oh boy. I never really know what to bring to parties, honestly. I kind of just bring what I feel is the necessary food of choice.
Well, does it depend upon the party?
Well, yeah, I would agree. It depends upon the party. Like, if we're going to a Christmas party, I would probably bring, like, an eggnog or something like that. Or...
An eggnog, really?
Oh, yeah, I've done that before.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Yeah, I have. And obviously, anything like a St. Patty's Day, which is coming up, you got to do green.
Well, that's how we got that's how we got started on this.
Yeah.
Because we're like, if we go to a St. Patty's Day party, what do you bring for an appetizer?
Anything green.
Anything green?
So anything.
What do you do? Bring pistachios? Is that an appetizer?
You could.
Can you? Is that acceptable?
I don't know. Listen, it freaks me out every time I get invited to a party because I really have no idea what to bring. Some people are so into food and presentation. And, like, I feel overwhelmed. Like, if I show up with, like, crackers and cheese. And then they've got like a 5-course meal out. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, guess that's an epic fail.
Not really.
Well, I mean, people like crackers and cheese. I agree with you.
Does it boil down to who's gets eaten and who's doesn't?
I think so, honestly. So. You'd be surprised. It happened to me once. I brought something. I can't remember what it was. And it completely humiliated because there was like 2 pieces taken out and everyone else's was gone. I'm like, I ain't bringing that anymore.
Well, let's get started into this. What would you bring to a St. Patrick's Day party? Even though that wasn't on the show list, yeah. I'm starting off with that because that's how we started this anyway. Mm-hmm. We'll get into the 5 main ones in a minute, but this will kill a little time, and it'd be interesting to know.
Huh. Well, again, I've been invited to St. Patty's Day's party, and I got the green dye out. I think once I brought a cheese dip, and it was like a spinach dip, and I did it green, and I had all the green bread, and it was a hit. Because it was green.
Except for the next day.
Well.
When everybody had the hits. With an S in front.
Yeah. Yep, everything's coming out green in that toilet bowl.
So the 5 big ones.
Yeah.
Start with New Year's Eve. What do you bring to the New Year's Eve party?
Oh. I don't know. Like, I what have I brought in past New Year's Eve parties?
Because I feel like New Year's Eve, you want to be fancy.
Yeah, you want to be fancy. That's like a fancy
thing. Kind of dressed up.
Yeah.
You're ready to, you know, celebrate the New Year, which I can't stand, by the way. But I think New Year's is a dumb-ass holiday.
Why?
I just think it's dumb.
Okay.
But anyway, that's besides the point.
That's beside the point.
I still go to the parties.
Of course.
So.
It's a drug fest.
Basically what it boils down to. And it's a fancier, more upscale
right.
kind of party.
Right.
So what do you bring to a New Year's Eve party?
Well, listen, the charcuterie boards are the big hit these days.
No shit.
Yeah. So I have brought a smaller version of those where you put like grapes and you put like artichokes and hearts and nuts and all that. And so that was a hit. And then for New Year's Eve party, you can bring a bottle, 2 bottles of champagne and orange juice and it's a hit.
Of Pepsi.
Bottle of Pepsi.
It's going to go on the entire episode. That's the funny part at the end of the episode.
Bottle of Pepsi. That works too. That's your contribution. That's good.
We'll get to that at the end. So that's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. Now the next big one, obviously, Memorial Day. Now it's a picnic. It's outside.
Right.
Most of the time it's outside. Mm. And everybody's getting ready to explode for summer. Mm-hmm. At least up where we live.
Yeah.
Like some parts are summer all year round. We do not have that luxury.
No.
But so we get excited for Memorial Day because it's like the start of summer. It's the unofficial start.
Exactly.
What do you bring to that one?
Well, depending upon the size of the party now. So we're getting specifics. If it's a whole like 30 people, I actually brought hamburgers and hot dogs. I was the hit. to the party because no one thought about that. They had like these casseroles.
You went to a party on Memorial Day and no one thought about hamburgers and hot dogs?
Mm-mm. Let me tell you,
the hell do you hang around with?
Well, I have nice people that I hang around with, but they just didn't want to do hamburgers and hot dogs. They wanted to do something different.
Filet mignon?
Yes. We had steaks and chicken. And like all pasta dishes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I now kind of want to hang around with the people that you hang around with. Filet mignons on Memorial Day. Heck yeah. Sign me up.
Yeah. So it was just a little different because they just don't want to do the norm. Everyone thinks it's the norm. Come on. You have your major holiday parties. So it's like the hamburgers and hot dogs for Memorial Day or July 4th. You got, like I said, for Christmas and New Year's, it's more fancier. So you want to do fancy stuff.
Why don't you do one at a time? We're getting into those.
Oh.
We're talking about Memorial Day now.
Okay. Sorry. But Memorial Day. So I was a hit. I didn't bring a lot, but I brought like some hamburgers and hot dogs and they were like, wow, Kath, we totally didn't even think about that. Like, that's because you guys wanted to do something fancy. But so yeah, that was a hit. So I was good with that.
You were at a party on Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
That had fillets.
Yes.
And chicken dishes.
Yes.
And pasta.
Yes.
And you brought hot dogs and hamburgers and you were the hit of the party.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about that?
I don't really know.
Holy cow, I'm losing faith in humanity.
Wow.
Seriously. Oh, my God. And I'm not sure which way. I'm really not.
Because it was a good party, though. It was a good party.
Well, the party is the whole thing.
Right.
But that's the whole point of this particular episode.
Exactly.
Like, what do you bring to what party?
Right.
So I always thought you bring, like, a macaroni salad.
Right.
Or with the little hot dogs. Pigs in a blanket.
Pigs in a blanket.
Or you bring something easy and casual. You know what I always loved about Memorial Day?
Mm-hmm.
The Texas caviar.
Oh, that's
the scoop,
like
the Tostito scoops?
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Or we call it redneck caviar in the South, which is probably the same version.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Or, I don't know, some sort of racist.
Not true.
I don't know. But I'm not sure that you can say that on the air.
Okay.
We'll check with HR after this and find out what they say.
Okay, let's.
Because I'm pretty sure they're going to have a problem with it. Anyway. Okay. Let's move on to the next one.
Move on.
The next one is the big one. It's the big one.
July 4th.
It's the big picnic.
Big to do.
Yeah. July 4th. Everybody's excited. It's the middle of summer. Weather's nice up here anyway. And people are like, oh my God, it's going to be a huge party. Let's go. It's going to be all night. It's going to be rager. We love that.
Wow.
That was a lot right there.
That was a lot.
But everybody loves July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I feel people go, you know, nuts to the wall.
Agree.
Like, so what do you bring to that party?
I think anything is a given at that party. I honestly think, I don't think you could do any wrong with anything you bring.
I think you're right.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
You got the hamburgers, the hot dogs, the chicken, the pasta salads, the...
You're smoking meats.
Literally, I went to...
You got like a brisket.
Yeah, but I was going to say, I went to and I had a brisket. And then we do... what's the other one that I went to? Forgot. But it was a brisket once. And then, they had pork chops and... anything goes. It's 4th of July. Anything goes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But what is the one dish you would bring to 4th of July?
Oh, I'd probably be a pasta dish.
What kind of pasta dish?
I usually put tomatoes, olives, artichoke hearts. It's like a cold pasta salad.
Well, most of them are.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that boils pasta right away and then makes a salad and puts it out hot.
Well, all right, I'll give you that. Wise guy.
They're mostly
wise
cold.
Wise guy. Yeah.
Unless it's baked mac and cheese, which
they do do that too.
Do you think it's okay to bring a dish that needs to be cooked? If you bring an appetizer that needs to be baked or cooked?
Here's the deal. You put it in before you leave for the party. And then you take it out and it's still semi-hot. And then you just pop it in a microwave.
Do you like or dislike people that bring it over to your house and then say, hey, we just have to stick it in the oven for 10 minutes at 325?
I don't care.
That would drive me insane.
Why?
Because it's like you're bringing a dish and I have to cook it. What the hell?
You're not technically cooking it. The oven is technically
They prepared it. I am cooking it.
Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't bother me at all.
That wouldn't bother you? You don't think that's like, I don't know, weird? I don't want to say like unthoughtful or like insensitive or anything like that, but
I think they may want to have it fresh. And if we weren't eating for like an hour or something before after they got there, I don't know. I don't know what
just
goes through people's heads.
Honestly. Just so everybody knows, I'm not a cook.
Yes, we know that for sure.
I don't do any of that. I'm not good at it. Mm-mm. I don't do much.
Nope. You just supply the house to party at, that's all.
No, that's not it either. In fact, I don't find any part. The only house to party at anymore is mine. So, here we go. I better learn now.
You better learn
now. You know what I mean? I better learn how to do something.
You better.
Holy shnikes. And,
so that bothers you. That's weird.
It doesn't bother me. I just find it odd. And I guess there's reasons for it. I just don't know them.
Yeah.
So I don't want to make anybody out there feel insensitive or, you know, ridiculous.
Sure. Yeah.
Because they do that. I mean, you spent all that time prepping it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I always found it a little weird. Like, you're bringing an app and then I have to cook it.
I've honestly probably only had that happen to me once, if I'm being honest. And it was a bunch of friends and family. And I think they just had made it and they ran out of time. And they were going to be late if they cooked it and they wanted to just be here. It's like, oh, can you just put it in the oven? Like, oh, I don't care.
It's like bringing frozen pretzels and saying, hey, just shove them in the oven for 5 to 6 minutes. Wet them up a little bit, throw some salt on there, and you're all set.
Okay.
Well, that's what it is, really.
I can see your point.
Right?
I can see your point.
Seriously.
I can see your point.
Here's a waffle. Throw in the toaster. We can all share it.
Oh, my
God. Oh, God. Oh, man. All right. So that's 4th of July, which
yes.
I think there's more to that, too, because there's, like, they all have desserts also.
Oh, right.
Right? But 4th of July... It's like the big one because you're waiting up a long time for mm-hmm. the fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
And all the, you know, mm-hmm. the displays and all that stuff.
No.
And everything that goes on. Even New Year's, I guess, would be like that, too.
I think it's just if you like, because, right, the longer that you start early in the afternoon, especially for New Year's, you're like doing fooding all the entire time, like every hour, every other hour. I think you're right. 4th of July could be the same way, too, because there's fireworks at night.
And yeah. And you're waiting for that.
Right.
And then desserts come out.
Mm-hmm.
So now do you have to bring two? Do you bring an appetizer and a dessert?
No, I've done that also. I have done that also.
You're crazy.
Why?
Because I'm bringing a bottle of Pepsi and that's it.
Okay.
2 liter bottle of Pepsi and bam, done.
Evil.
Finished business.
Okay. I am sure there's people out there that would appreciate that.
There are.
I know.
Do you know I looked it up?
You looked it up?
Yes. There are actually people out there that like that.
Wow.
If you just brought a bottle of soda. And I got that from Seinfeld, so that's not even mine.
Oh, wow.
I completely ripped that off, and I give Seinfeld all the credit. But George Costanza just wanted to bring a bottle of Pepsi.
Good for him.
But I looked it up, seriously.
Really? Huh.
And people are like, yeah, well, bottle of Pepsi would be an appetizer. I'm like, are you serious?
No, but so time out. I bought bottles of wine. I considered that.
That was the whole shtick
right.
on Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
George didn't want to buy a bottle of wine to bring to the party.
Yeah.
He's like, why don't I get a bottle of Pepsi? It's cheaper. That's where the whole thing came from.
That's funny. That is funny.
But when I looked it up and found that people are actually semi-enthralled with it, I was like, are you serious? Did they know all this before this happened?
That's funny.
Or is it now it's happening because it's like the Screaming Viking from Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
It now exists because of that show.
Right. It's true. It is true.
And maybe it exists. Maybe the bottle of Pepsi exists because of Seinfeld. Who knows? But anyway, that's besides the point. That was just filling some dead air time.
Oh.
No. So now we're on. We get a little later on in the summer, right?
Okay. What's, Labor Day.
Labor Day, which is exactly the same as Memorial Day.
And?
But not.
Well, it's the end of summer. Everyone's sad. It's the last official summer hurrah, but.
But you notice the food changes.
I never noticed the food changes.
It does, because you were bringing grapes and fruit to mm-hmm. Memorial Day, because you were excited for summer.
Correct.
Here, you're getting, like, corn on the cob.
Oh, yeah.
And cool. stuff like that. You're getting different foods.
You are. Look at you, Mr. Observant.
I am observant. I wouldn't be the lead of this podcast if I wasn't observant. All right? Let's get that straight.
Oh.
Real quick.
Here we go.
Real quick.
You're right, because it's corn on the cob, because corn comes out in August. So then your vegetables are different. You still can bring the pasta salad.
Oh, the pasta salad is going to be there.
Right.
Absolutely.
And the hot pot.
But there's going to be heavier cheeses.
Okay.
And there's also going to be like apple pies or fritters.
Oh, okay.
Or stuff like that.
You're right.
Yes.
Yes.
Those ain't happening on Memorial Day.
No, those are not
no.
on Memorial Day.
So what do you bring?
Well, I'm always good. Listen, I could redo a pasta salad at least 3 times.
So you save it for all those months to bring it back to Labor Day?
Yeah, I say it.
That's kind of remind me not to go to any of your parties now.
Okay.
When hot dogs and hamburgers are the hit of the party and you save an appetizer for 4 months.
That's not what I said.
To bring it to Labor Day. You know what? I'm just gonna send you a card and say, hey, sorry I couldn't make it. That's what I'm doing.
Oh boy. Because
it's not
you just
I'm gonna bring a bottle of Pepsi.
Okay.
That's what, bring a bottle of in Pepsi. A Stanley Cup.
No, a corksicle.
A corksicle.
I didn't mean I'd bring the same pasta salad. I'm just saying to you, it's like pasta salads are okay to bring. You can use them quite often for summer parties. You could do Labor Day, you can do 4th of July, and you could do, I miss one, Memorial Day. I mean, it's not the same pasta salad, but it's a variety of it.
I bet you there's bow ties in it.
I do bow ties.
Oh, I nailed it.
I do.
I nailed it. I don't even know if you do or didn't. I just nailed it, though.
I love bow ties. Those are my favorite pasta. But then I changed, what's in it. I changed what's in it. So, pasta salads are always good for appetizers, you know? You can't go wrong with a pasta salad. Seriously.
You can sometimes.
People don't like it.
No, you use spoiled ingredients. Won't be good. Duh.
Duh.
Wow. It's my friend, T-Bot. Hey, now we have the big one.
Oh.
The big one.
Christmas?
Oh, do you?
Okay. All right.
What do you do about Christmas?
Now, I don't usually bring appetizers for Christmas. I just think it's a really fancy, fancy thing. And my food is just okay. I don't make fancy stuff.
You don't bring hot dogs and hamburgers to Christmas.
Exactly.
Let's grill.
I have brought a brie cheese once, though. I did do that for a Christmas party. Usually I bring 2 bottles of wine, a bottle of champagne. Christmas is more my liquor appetizer that I bring. Okay. Anyway.
Can't do that to me.
No, I can't. But yeah, I think I brought a brie cheese once before with like a jelly thing, a jelly on top, which is really good. And then what else? Oh, I don't think I made some seafood stuffed shells. That was a hit too. But other than that, I will just stick to liquor all the time because it's just a safe bet. And everyone likes it. So it's a win-win.
I got to say, most people do like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't say everybody, but most people do.
Exactly. Well, what do you think? What would you bring?
To Christmas?
All right.
Bottle of Pepsi.
Okay. Knew that was coming.
You knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming.
To Christmas, if I had to bring anything, I would probably bring skewers.
Oh, okay.
Because you're not, first of all, we're not talking Christmas. We're talking Christmas Eve. I should have made that clear earlier. Christmas Eve. You're not bringing appetizers to Christmas.
Okay.
But Christmas Eve, I should have said that first.
I got you.
So that was my bad. I'm sorry. Okay.
I mean, still, but I've been invited to Christmas parties too. So that's what I'm saying. You know, work parties or whatever. But Christmas Eve, that's.
Well, so we can get it. Hold on. Let's back up just a bit.
Okay.
I was talking about Christmas Eve.
Right.
I would bring steak skewers, chicken skewers.
Okay.
Something like that. Yummy. Where people would be able to eat.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my go-to mm-hmm. for Christmas Eve.
Okay.
But now we can get into that about the parties.
Yeah.
Because there's 3 or 4 parties at least before you get to Christmas Eve.
Correct.
So you're going to have to bring them to that.
Right.
So you bring the same thing every time? Does it matter what the party is? What size of the party?
Well, obviously, if it's 50 people, you got to plan quarterly, but.
But there's 50 people. There's 50 different appetizers.
Not necessarily everyone brings appetizers. People do bring
I would bring a bottle of Pepsi.
See, and there you go. You'd be that 1% that would bring the liquor or the soda. I got to stop saying that, apparently.
You think you would have figured that out already.
I was trying to just forget it.
You just keep falling into it. What's wrong with you?
A lot.
Apparently. Anyway.
But yeah. Christmas parties are different. Like I said, I brought... Christmas to me is very dressy.
You can't... Everybody feels like they need to bring something.
Yes, it's a stressor. You can't show up empty-handed.
Bottle of Pepsi.
Okay.
You're not empty-handed.
You could.
It's a mixer. Everybody's going to love it.
It's true.
It'll be gone by the end of the day.
It is true.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
You're good to go.
It's rum and Pepsi.
Rum and Pepsi.
Rum and cola.
But it's a stressor. You get invited to the party, you're like, yes, and then no. And then you literally sit there and try to figure out what you're going to bring.
It's like a wedding.
Yes.
It's like, what do you bring to a wedding?
Exactly.
Nothing. You don't bring anything to it.
Well,
except for a gift.
A gift, yeah.
I usually just send a card saying, congratulations, here's $200. See you later. Screw that.
That's funny.
I don't need any of this nonsense in my life.
Yeah, but that's, like, parties are stressors. Like, they're just stressors to me. Because I'm thinking, okay, what's this book going to bring? Then I call people. You ever call people?
Is it easier to cater?
Yes.
Just have it catered.
Have it catered. You pick out a free menu and you just have it catered.
And they charge everybody $20 to come in.
No, sir.
Why not? Friends. It's a moneymaker.
Are you serious?
No, but okay. I would think about it.
Oh, my course you would. Of course you would.
I'm willing to give out free burritos out the window.
That is true. I forgot about that.
I got to monetize somehow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's man. Funny.
But.
Yes, but that's a stressor. Because everyone... Then I call my friends, like I was saying, trying to figure out what they're bringing. Because then you don't want to duplicate.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it would be easier if you just catered it. Even if you... Hear me out. Even if you did charge $5 per person, they're going to be so much happier that they only had to pay $10 than think about what to make it and all. Like, you save them so much time and aggravation that $10 is worth it.
It's a stressor.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So it would cut into it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So if it's, let's just say it's $300 and you got 30 people there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody pays $10, eats and drinks.
Yeah.
No, everybody has I swear they're going to have a better time because they didn't have to stress over everything. And then theirs doesn't get eaten. Well, how come nobody ate mine?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now somebody feels bad. Like, you take everything out of it if you just have it catered.
That's true.
Right?
That is true.
So there's something to it.
There's something definitely to it, yes.
But unfortunately, I don't have the pocketbook to do that, so I can't. Oh, what was me?
Oh.
Nobody loves me.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Here we go.
All right, my dear. We're coming to the end here.
Okay.
One quick thing. Is a bottle of soda actually an app?
Huh. You know what? I'm going to go with yes.
My new buddy, ChatGPT,
yes,
told me that it is.
Bam.
And ChatGPT knows everything. So remember that. That's your fun fact for the night, everybody. All right, guys. Thank you for checking in. Thank you for stopping by and listening. We're all set here. Say goodnight, T-Bot.
Goodnight.
All right. Everybody, as always, be good. Hey, guys. It's Detto. We all here hope you liked our episode and want to hear more. Keep checking us out and see what's going to happen next. Also, remember to check out our sponsors at sunassembly.net and find our homepage at sakitumi.buzzsprout.com. Thanks for listening, guys, and as always, be good.
Sakitumi!
Hey, everybody. It's Detto. For the rest of this joke, check out our website, sakitumi.com, and check out our latest episode. All right. Be good.